Welcome, Deep Divers. Today, we're plunging into something that's really changing how digital stuff gets built and managed. It's called Strappy.
Right. A headless CMS.
Exactly. And if headless CMS sounds a bit, technical or maybe intimidating, don't worry. That's why we're here.
We're going to break it down.
Yeah. Our mission today is simple. Yep. Help you get a really clear, quick understanding of Strappy, what it does, its core capabilities, its superpowers, maybe, and why it's actually a pretty big deal for anyone building, modern websites, apps, that kind of thing. We've been digging into their own product pages, their GitHub repo, too.
Yep. Straight from the source.
But hey, before we really dive in, just a quick shout out to our supporter, SafeServer.
Ah, yes.
We're all about hosting your software, helping with that whole digital transformation journey. So if you need solid, secure hosting for tools like Strappy, check them out.
Where can people find them?
Good point. Find more info and unlock your digital potential at www.safeserver.d. Okay, so let's unpack Strappy. Ever wonder how, say, a brand's articles or product info looks great on their website?
Right.
But then it also pops up perfectly formatted on their mobile app, maybe even on some smart display.
Yeah, seamless.
That's exactly the problem a headless CMS like Strappy tackles. It's this idea of separating your content, the words, the images, from how it actually looks to the user.
The presentation layer.
Exactly. So for someone completely new to this, what's your first take? How do we get our heads around Strappy?
Well, what's really interesting is how fast Strappy became, the name. They call themselves the leading open source headless CMS.
Okay.
And for beginners, let's nail that headless idea. Think of your content, right?
Yeah.
Well, your text, pictures, data. Imagine that's a brain.
A content brain. I like it.
Yeah. Now, a traditional CMS, it gives you the brain and a specific body. It manages the content and forces it into one look, usually a website.
Gotcha.
A headless CMS, like Strappy, is just the brain. It stores and organizes everything beautifully, but it honestly doesn't care if that info ends up on a website, an app, a smartwatch.
Or a smart fridge, you mentioned.
Or a smart fridge, exactly. You, the builder, get to choose the body or bodies, and the sources point out its core. It's 100% JavaScript, TypeScript, fully customizable, and developer first.
And open source. What does that mean for a user?
Key point. Open source means basically it's free to use. Anyone can see the code, use it, even contribute back to make it better. It's community driven.
So transparency and flexibility.
Tons of it. That builds a lot of trust.
Okay, that content brain without the body is a great picture. So what does this brain actually do? What are its main jobs, its fundamental capabilities?
Right, so Strappy basically gives you superpowers in, let's say, four main areas. First, obviously, is content management.
Yeah.
And it's smart content management.
More than just typing text.
Oh, yeah. The goal is to craft experiences, manage editing, publishing, even translation really easily. They have this thing called internationalization, or I18N.
I18N, okay.
It's not just basic translation. It helps you manage content for different languages and regions, tailoring it properly, think cultural nuances, date formats, all that.
So truly global content.
Exactly. Then there's a blocks editor. Imagine a super-powered word processor, but drag and drop. You can build really rich pages, visually.
Like Lego blocks for content.
Kind of, yeah. And dynamic zones let editors actually change page layouts themselves without needing a developer for every little tweak. Big time saver.
Okay, that sounds empowering for the content too.
Totally. Plus, content history means no more, oops, I deleted the wrong thing. And live preview lets you see exactly how it looks before you publish.
Nice. That avoids surprises.
For sure. So the big takeaway here is it makes content teams faster, more independent, and able to create richer stuff.
Okay, content management, check. What's next?
Second, and this is super crucial for the headless part, creating APIs.
APIs. Application programming interfaces. Mm. The messengers, right?
Perfect analogy. Yes, the messengers. Strappy lets you design these messengers, technically REST and GraphQL content delivery APIs, to connect to any front end.
So anybody can ask the brain for content using these APIs.
Precisely. REST is like ordering from a set menu. GraphQL is more like telling the waiter exactly what specific ingredients you want, making it potentially faster. This is how the brain talks to websites, apps, anything.
Got it. Makes the headless concept concrete. What else?
Third is customization. Strappy is built to be fully customizable. You can really personalize your CMS for whatever your project needs.
Like tailoring a suit.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. You can change APIs, the admin panel, add custom logic, make it fit perfectly. It's not a one-size-fits-all box.
Flexible. And the last one.
Collaboration. It's designed so teams can work together easily on code and content. Developers, content folks, designers, everyone can coordinate more smoothly. Fewer bottlenecks.
Okay. Content management, API creation, customization, collaboration. That's a solid set of features.
It really covers the bases for modern content needs.
So let's connect those dots. If Strapi is just this flexible, brain-serving content via APIs, that sounds incredibly open-ended for what you can actually build. This is where it gets really powerful, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that leads us straight to what they call being front-end agnostic.
Meaning it doesn't care what you use to build the face.
Exactly. Because it only handles the content, it works with basically any front-end framework. You like React, great, prefer Vue or Next.js or Angular, no problem. Building a native mobile app, fine.
Even those IoT things like smart displays.
Yep. If it can make an API call, it can get content from Strapi. That's huge. You're not locked into one way of showing your content. You can push it everywhere consistently.
Freedom of choice. That's appealing. Now, where does this Strapi brain live? Do I have options for hosting it?
You do. Lots of flexibility there, too. You can go self-hosted or cloud. They offer Strapi Cloud, which is their own managed platform as a service, or PaaS. Easy way to get started.
Or you can manage it yourself.
Yep. You can host it on big providers like AWS, Azure, Google Cloud, DigitalOcean. Pretty much anywhere you can run Node.js.
And that ties back to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Right.
Providing that kind of robust hosting.
Exactly. Services like SafeServer are crucial for giving software like Strapi a reliable, secure home, really supporting that digital transformation piece.
Good connection. Are there different versions, like free versus paid?
There are. The Community Edition is the free open source one. It's incredibly powerful, honestly, enough for many, many projects. Then there's an Enterprise Edition for bigger companies needing self-hosting with advanced features like more granular controls, dedicated support, things like that.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, shifting gears slightly. Security. It's non-negotiable these days. How does Strapi handle protecting all that important content? And what makes it developer first?
Great questions. Security is definitely baked in. Strapi lets you implement robust security measures. One key feature is API tokens.
Like secret keys.
Exactly, like a VIP pass for your app or website. Only things with the right token can ask for content, keeping random strangers out. They also have strong TypeScript support.
How does that help security?
Well, TypeScript helps developers catch errors while they're coding before the code even runs. Fewer bugs often means fewer security holes. It leads to cleaner, more robust code.
Ah, proactive security through better code.
Smart. Definitely. Then you have audit logs, basically a record of who did what and when inside the CMS. Great for tracking changes and for compliance.
Accountability.
Right. And RBAC, role-based access control. This lets you set up specific permissions. Maybe editors can only edit blog posts while admins can change settings. Very granular control.
So not everyone gets the keys to the kingdom.
Precisely. Plus, single sign-on SSO support makes logging in easier and often more secure by integrating with existing company authentication systems. And importantly, they mentioned being SOC2 certified.
What does that mean?
It means they've undergone rigorous independent audits of their security, availability, and confidentiality practices. It's a high standard, gives businesses confidence, and they're GDPR compliant, crucial for handling user data, especially in Europe.
Okay, sounds comprehensive on the security front. What about being developer first?
Well, it starts with the foundation, Node.js and TypeScript. These are technologies developers know and like, and they make Strapi blazing fast and robust. It also supports multiple databases.
Like
PostgreSQL, MySQL, MariaDB, SQLite. Developers aren't forced into one database. They can pick what fits the project or their expertise. Big plus.
Choice again.
Always. And they have a really powerful CLI, a command line interface. This lets developers automate tasks like setting up a new project or generating API endpoints really quickly.
So speed for developers.
Huge speed boost. You can literally type something like yarn create Strapi or npx create Strapi at latest, and boom, you've got a basic project running in minutes.
Yeah.
And while that sounds techy, the benefit for everyone is that when the developers have good tools, the whole system is more stable and the experience for content creators is smoother.
Right. It all connects. That balance sounds key. So let's bring it home. Who is actually using Strapi? What kinds of projects is it good for? How does this tech translate into real business value?
Yeah, this is where you see the payoff. It serves different teams really well. Developers love the flexibility of the CLI, integrating it with their favorite tools.
Mm-hmm.
Content managers get real autonomy. They can manage complex content, translations, page layouts, often without waiting for a developer. That's huge for agility.
Faster content updates.
Much faster. Mm. And website agencies love it because they can build more sophisticated, scalable sites for clients using structured content properly, moving beyond those old clunky systems.
Okay, so different roles benefit. What about industries or types of solutions?
Yeah. It's pretty broad. For solutions and industries, e-commerce is big. Strappy can manage product info, promotions, blog content, feeding it consistently to the storefront, maybe an app, maybe social media.
Central hub for product content.
Exactly. For mobile applications, it's a natural fit. One CMS to rule them all, feeding content to iOS and Android apps consistently. Corporate sites use it for managing brand stories, news, multilingual content efficiently.
Makes sense for complex sites.
Definitely. Financial services, where security and consistency are paramount, use it to build trust. Tech and business services use it for sharp B2B content marketing. Even telco, media, and gaming.
Gaming? How?
Well, think about managing game assets, news updates, community content. Strappy can serve as the back end for all that, pushing info into the game client or onto a community website. Its flexibility is key across all these sectors.
Really versatile. It's impressive to see that range.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned it's open source. That usually means a strong community, right? What's available if someone wants to learn more or needs help?
Oh, absolutely. The community is a massive asset. Being open source isn't just about free code, it's about collaboration. You can jump onto GitHub, see the code, report issues, even suggest improvements, or contribute and collaborate.
So you can actively participate.
Yep. And for getting help or just chatting, there are loads of channels. They have a very active Discord server for real-time chat. There's a community forum for longer questions and discussions.
Different options for different needs.
Right. Plus the official blog for news, video tutorials for visual learners. They run online events, and crucially, they publish case studies.
Ah, seeing how others use it.
Exactly. Real-world examples are often the best way to learn and get ideas. So, yeah, plenty of resources to tap into.
That's great to hear. Strong community support makes a big difference.
It really does. You know, thinking about all this, this complete separation of content from presentation, it does make you wonder.
What's that?
Well, it raises an interesting question. If content is totally detached like this, what genuinely new kinds of digital experiences does this unlock? We think websites, apps.
Mm.
But could it enable something else entirely? More personalized, maybe more ambient interactions with content?
Hmm. Beyond screens, even. That is a provocative thought. Where could this lead?
Something to mull over, definitely.
Well, that was quite the journey. A really comprehensive deep dive into Strappy. We've definitely unpacked the whole headless CMS idea, hopefully making it much clearer for beginners.
Hope so.
You should now have a really solid picture of what Strappy is, its power, and how it might fit into your own digital projects, whether you're coding, creating content, or just planning things out.
It's a powerful tool in the modern web toolkit.
Absolutely. So thank you for joining us on this exploration. And of course, a huge thank you again to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Yes, thanks, SafeServer.
They're your go-to partner for robust hosting and digital transformation, perfect for platforms like Strappy. You can explore everything they offer at www.safeserver.de.
Check them out.
All right, everyone. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning,
and keep diving deep.